you, raise your hand. All right? I ask you to stand. I'm just going to read this verse for you, then we're going to go to Luke. Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 14. Look what he said there. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith thee. He's talking about himself. He's talking about himself. He said, hey, you know what? He said, I'm going to tell you about being lukewarm. He said, I'm going to talk about myself. He said, he that saith, amen. He that is, amen. He is the truth this morning. Luke chapter number 9. We're going to read 2 verses, and then we're going to skip over and read a few more. Before we get into the sermon, I want to ask you a question. I don't want you to look at nobody else. This has got nothing to do with your wife, your neighbor. For 3 months, I've been working on this sermon. Brother Brian Scott built this. If the church burns down, me and him will collect insurance. Amen? This thing should work. I got him. He's certified. But I want to ask you a question. The times that you've been on fire, burning bright for the Lord. I'm talking about bright as you've ever burnt, your candle is lit. Loving Jesus. And then in 3 days, your light ain't hardly burning. Have you ever been there? I'm talking about, son, Holy Ghost fire burning down. You can't help it. You felt heaven come down. And then about 2 days, I'm talking about, son, you're just at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. Well, I tell you what you need to be saved. No, sir, you don't need to be saved. If you're saved, you're saved. Listen to me this morning. If you can't handle a low, you're in trouble. You're going to have highs and you're going to have lows. I hate to admit it this morning to you, but it's Christianity and that's what it's called. You're going to have mountaintops and you're going to have valleys low. But have you ever been there where you just been on fire and your light's burning so bright and then it gets so low? I said, Lord, I see that a lot in my life and I see that a lot in people at Union Chapel that I pastor. Son, they're on fire. They're everywhere. You can't get them off your heels. Next thing you know, you put an APB out and you won't be able to find them. Lord, what is doing this to your people? Lord, what is making this, what's making your people burn so bright and get so dim? What is it? And he showed me in the book. And this morning, I may not do no preaching, but I want to illustrate something to you. Why you're here 1 minute and you're down there the next. It's got nothing to do with being lost. It's called life. It's called life. Life happens. And you just got to get you a good old case of I don't give a rip. Talk to me, somebody. There's sometimes you just got to stand up and say, I don't care. I'm going to follow Jesus no matter what it takes. Satan, you get behind me in the name of Jesus, and I'm marching on. It just takes that sometimes. This morning, if you've got a copy of God's Word, Luke chapter number 9, verse number 1, and the Bible says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them over all devils. Say that with me. He gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Does everybody get what I just got? He gave them power and authority. We don't even get out of Luke chapter number 9 and they've done lost the power and they've done lost all the authority. Look with me, if you will, to verse number 38 of the same text. Luke 9:38. In the time of need, they didn't have nothing to give. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and suddenly he crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him, hardly departed from him. Look, verse 40. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift your name up. Lord, you've given us power and you have given us authority. We must use that power over Satan that you've given us. We must use that authority over him in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's people in this room, including myself, that old Satan needs to know that we're in serious business this morning. We've not come for nothing more but to worship you, and he must get out in the name of Jesus. Lord, if they be one lost, save him. If they be one backslidden, bring him back. If they be one this morning, their light is dim, brighten it up. At the name of Jesus, we beg and we plead. Guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Let it all be about you. Let me show your people what you showed me in the Word of God. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people say. You may be seated for just a few moments as we come this morning and we see here that Jesus gave his disciples power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt them. That is according to Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 19. But we look in Luke chapter number 9 and verse number 1, we see how the disciples received the power. This morning, can I say to you that if you are a child of God, he has given you power and authority this morning. I want you to know I'm not talking about being sent by Mama and Papa or Mama and Daddy. I'm talking about being sent by the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about being sent by a God Almighty that he hurried back and sent you out to explain to people that there is a better way. There is Jesus Christ is the only way. And this morning I want to give you a few things here. What happens in verse number 1, that he called his 12 disciples. Everybody look up here. Listen to me just for a moment. This is you without Christ Jesus. No light, dead. Ephesians 2 said that you are dead in your trespasses and sin. When you sin, I want you to know there is a penalty for it. And until you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you're carrying that penalty on your own back. But when you repent and ask the Lord to come into your life, at that moment the light comes on, it comes bright, and God uses. Now I know some of you are going to complain because this light bulb is going to be very bright. But you know what? There's a lot of people complain about Christian folks because they shine too bright. Without Jesus, no light. You know what? We try to get people to produce fruit that ain't even got no root. You want them to produce fruit just because they're sitting here amongst us. You want them to produce fruit. You want them to be a good Christian, and they ain't even got no root. If they don't got a root, they can't produce no fruit. You can do all you want to, but they will not produce fruit if there's no root. You say, well, I can't believe they act that way. It may be because there's no root. But I got thinking, Lord, how in the world, this has been 3 months going on in my life, been digging at this. How in the world, when the light comes on, that it goes dim? Brother Braden, be careful. This light's going to be bright. I'm saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. My light comes on and I am bright, shining. Can I get a witness this morning? I'm talking to somebody this morning. You know what I'm talking about. When you got saved, I'm talking about really, 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 really born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. You're as clean as you've ever been in your life. I'm talking about, son, you're burning bright and the Lord is using you. He's doing a work in your life. And look what he does there, number one. And look what he says here. Then he called. When he calls, you've got to answer. These disciples would have got no power and they would have got no authority if he had not called them. And then he called his 12 disciples together and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. He called them. Number two, I see that he gave them power and he gave them authority. You say, what was that power? When he gave it to them, he sent them, number one, with the power to preach, and number two, with the authority to heal. Any power that you and I have comes from Jesus. Closer you are to Jesus, more power you got. That's simple math. That's simple. The closer you are to the power source, the brighter you're going to be. The further you get from the power source, the dimmer you're going to get. This morning, can I say to you, I've seen in this text three different occasions where this power got drained from these individuals. See if any of this fits your life. It fit mine to the T. It fit mine to the T. Number one, what I want to give you, what steals our power? What steals your power? What, when you used to be this, how do you get back to this? What is it that's robbed you? What is it that has taken from you? What is it that's took your joy, your peace, everything that you had in Christ Jesus? What is something that has took it? Number one, I see this. What steals our power is certain people steal our power. Who you let in your circle will rob you. If they hurt you, get away. If they're not for you, they are against you. Look what the Bible says here. Certain people, look with me in verse number 7 of the same text, Luke chapter number 9. Here is where their power started fleeing and getting away. I want to give you this. Now, Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed. Can I say to you that them certain people, people that are hard will steal your power. People that are hard will steal your power. Can I say to you, people that are hateful will steal your power. You said, do you believe that Herod was he hateful? I believe he was. Look in verse number 9. And Herod said, John have I beheaded. He had no remorse. He had no regret. He said, I done killed John the Baptist. Who is this guy? So certain people started pulling from their power. The one that had done killed the greatest prophet that ever lived, John the Baptist, now he was talking about them. He was going to get their head. He was going to cut their head off if he got the split chance to do it. Can I say to you that certain people will steal your power? Let me show you this as an illustration. Nothing more but an illustration. When you let certain people into your life, you know better than letting them in. You know they ain't no good. You know they're not for you. They are against you. There's people in my life, my wife will tell you, she's not here. She says, don't you? Hey, you better get away from them. I said, baby, she said, no, you better get away. You say, well, certain people hurt me, preacher. I want you to know this. Your light's bright, shiny. I'm talking about it's doing everything that it needs to do. And certain people come into your life. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about it. Not everybody that is sent to your life is to help you. Some people are seasonal people, and they're not going to be forever. And tonight, this morning, I want you to know, certain people, when they get hurt and they get hateful, they'll start dimming your light. Your light will start going dim. Friends, I want you to know it may be family. It may be friends. It may be, I don't know what it is in your life that robs you and pulls you down, but I've seen it so many times where people of God would be on fire, and they leave the house of God, and there was somebody that came against them. They were somebody down the road that made their light dim. I ask you a question this morning. Do you have somebody in your life that is dimming your light? If you are, what do you do about it, preacher? You got to get away from them. You can't be around. Look here, let me give you this. People that hurt people hurt people. I see people that's hard, people that's hateful, and people that is troubled. Let me give you this. Here's how I know he was troubled. Look what he said in verse number 9. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I have heard such things? And he desired to see him. Why do you want to see him? He just wanted to hurt him. There's some people love to see you hurt. Let me give you this. Proverbs 22:24, the Bible says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. I see these disciples in verse number 1 and verse number 2. They've been given the power to go preach. I see in verse number 1 and verse number 2, they've been given the authority to go heal. And the first thing they run into after that he has sent them, they run into King Herod. They run into the one that wanted to kill Jesus from the get-go. They run into the one that, hey, he was the king. He was the authority. He was the one that wanted everything. And when they run into him, their light started dimming. I want to say to you this morning, not only do people, certain people dim your light, but certain places that you go will dim your light. You can't go where you used to go. It'll dim your light. You can't be with certain people and you can't go to certain places. Look with me, if you will, in verse 12 of the text. Man, this has spoke to my heart so mightily. And when they when the day began to wear away, when the disciples seen that the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals. You know what victuals is? That's food. He said, let them go away and get them something to eat, for we here are in a desert place. And he said unto them, give you them to eat. He said, give them what you got. If you don't let a person dim your light, when it's time to feed the person beside you, you're not going to be able to feed them because your light's getting dim. Anybody with a half-lit light ain't going to be able to shine the light for the next person. Just saying. But he said unto them, give you them to eat. And they said, we have... Now, let me tell you this. Man, is this not Baptist? Is this not Baptist? Let me tell you what he said here. He said, I've given you power and I've given you authority. And then he comes back and said, just feed them. Give them what you got. Just give them what you got. And they said, but Lord, we don't have nothing. A few verses ahead, you know what he told them? He said, I've given you. This morning you say, preacher, I can't. I don't have it. If you're saved, he's give it to you. If you're saved, he's give it to you. Now, what is keeping you from doing what God's called you to do? What is keeping your light from shining bright? Is it a person that's in your life that's holding you back, that's holding you down? Is it certain places that you've been? Now, he come to this place, and they're getting ready to feed 5,000, and they said, we don't have nothing. And Jesus, what he says is, give them what you got. And they said, Lord, our light's getting dim. They come there with unbelief. If you want one thing to kill a church service, you want one thing to kill yourself, to kill your light, to dim you out, is unbelief. When you start telling the Lord you can't and he's done told you you can, that will hinder your walk with him. Let me show you this. Certain places, certain people. We see that place come, going to feed 5,000. They don't have nothing to feed. They said, Lord, we don't have nothing. Lord, we don't have nothing. Lord, we don't have nothing. Lord, we don't have a whole lot, Lord. Lord, we don't have a whole lot. Lord, we don't have much. And he said, but give them what you got. Look what he says here. For there were about 5,000 men in verse number 14, and he said unto the disciples, make them sit down by 50s in a company, and they did so and made them all sit down. Look what he done here in verse 15. Their light was dim, and he stepped in. It says, then he took. So what does that mean, preacher? He gave them the authority. He gave them the power. All they had to do was take it. But you know what he did? They wouldn't do it. They said, we ain't got it. We ain't got enough. And the Lord said, give it to me, and I'll make enough. But what he says here, then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude, and they did eat and were all filled. They were all filled. I see this morning that when you get to them certain places in your life that you know not to be, they make your light dim because them places are exhausting. They will exhaust you to every measure in your life. I see also when you get to them certain places, they're empty. There's nothing there to draw from but Jesus Christ. Most of the time when our light gets dim, the last thing we want to draw from is Jesus Christ. The last person we'll ask is Jesus Christ. The last place we'll go is Jesus Christ. The one that gave us the light will be the last place that we go. I see it's exhausted places. I see it's empty places. And I see if you ain't careful, you'll get to a place in your life where everything will be extra. They'll want more from you. Want more, more. Let me give you the third thing this morning that I've seen that'll dim your light. This morning, if your light ain't bright as it should be, make sure there ain't somebody trying to pull it down. Make sure you ain't been in a place that you shouldn't have been. And number three, make sure you're not put yourself in a position that's not yours. Folks, this morning I want you to know the position that you get to in life, what we consider sometime to be a blessing, may be the biggest burden that's ever been on your life. I've seen people that's walked in this place, Brother J.D., I'm telling you, I've seen young girls get on fire for God. Some boys slide up beside them, take them out of the house of God, and don't never come back. I've seen young men fired up for the God. I'm talking about loving Jesus. Some young girls slide in here and take them out, and they never come back. I've seen women come in here, get on fire for God, and their husband not, and it ain't long, they're out the back door, never back in the house of God. I've seen men come in this place, get on fire for God, and their wife not get on fire, drag them out of the church, and they never come back. You say, why is that, people? Because people will destroy you if you'll let them. Places that we go will destroy us, dim our light, if we're not careful. But the positions that we get in will dim our lights. Can I share with you something? We went to Tupelo, and I know you don't want to hear my life, but I just want to share it with you for just a moment. You're talking about getting places in your light dim. We went to Tupelo the other day to Lowe's. I was going to pay a card off a bill. You know how you do 0% interest? My wife went in 45 minutes later. She finally come out. And out of the money she gave, she was supposed to got back $70. And she come, got in the truck and sat down. And I looked at her and I said, what took so long? Her and Kaylee come back. I said, what took so long? She said, you fix to get mad. I said, they get mad. She said, they kept my $70 and couldn't tell me why they wouldn't give it back to me. I said, they done what? She said, yeah, they kept $70. Said, you know, it wouldn't but $70. I just poured over there and parked it, put it in park. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to get my $70. No proof. No proof that that 70 was in the cash register. No proof that 70 is anywhere. You say, you shouldn't be talking about it. I ain't talking about it. I'm telling you how your light can go from burning so bright to going so dim. Just because the place that you go. Just because people you interact with. Just because the position they think they have. I walked in there. I stood my place in line. I'm just as happy as I could be. But down in my soul, son, let me tell you, I was burnt. Okay, I know who I'm talking to this morning. Y'all don't ever get sideways. I was burning, Brother Mike Lindley. I'm talking about I had fire. Had on old britches and a shirt. Had something spilled down it. I wasn't supposed to be getting out of the car. I walked in there, and my light was bright when I went to Tupelo. But when I got in that store, that little old guy back there, I walked up there, and I showed him a piece of paper. He said, I didn't talk to her. I said, excuse me? I didn't talk to her. You're not getting that money back. I said, excuse me, sir? Do you have a manager? He's done talk, but he's not coming up here. I said, well, I'm not moving. Well, he's not coming up here. I said, well, I'm not moving. I just was shining a little grin, smile. I said, sir, there's people behind you. I said, yeah, I waited my turn, and now I'm here. He said, sir, it ain't but $70. I don't care if it's $7. What I'm trying to tell you is you got to stand your ground. When God's called you and He's put an anointing on you, don't you back down from what God's called you to do. You may be an example for the next person that you stand your ground, you don't move, you don't waver, you stand true on the Word of God. What am I going to teach that daughter about? What am I going to teach my son? If I said, just let that 70 go, it's going to be all right. It's going to teach them just let things go. Don't you let things go. You take it to the Lord, He tells you let it go, let it go. He didn't tell me to let it go. And I probably didn't take it to him. But I stood in that line for about an hour and 10 minutes. And I got it figured up. You know, our $70 an hour is pretty good money. I know a lot of y'all make $70 an hour, but $70 an hour is pretty good money for me. You know what I'm saying? I stood there, son. Squire shouldered up right there. And that manager come up and he said, sir, I can give you a 1-800 number and you can get your money back that way. And I said, no, I didn't deal with 1-800. I dealt with this store. Well, sir, you can. I said, no. We ain't going that route. He said, what's going to make you happy? I said, ain't nothing going to make me happy. I just want my $70. I want what's mine. I'm not jipping you, and I want what's mine. Man, I didn't got to, you know how you get. And I said, I'm going to stand here. Well, sir, I'm not going to stand here a long time. And I said, I got time to wait, son. And when he finally got over in his little corner and got talking, they was all conversing back and forth, doing their little thing, brother. You know what I'm talking about? He come over there and he said, sir, if you'll write your phone number down and sign a piece of paper, I'll give you your $70. I said, give me the paper, son. I'll sign it. I'm not lying to you, and I will not lie to you. You may not like what I got to say, but I will not lie to you. And I knew this message was coming. I'm telling you right now, when you walk into places, there are going to be certain people. There's going to be certain places, and they think they're in a position of authority over you. But I want you to know, if you'll tell the truth, you'll never have to remember what you told. If you'll stand on the Word of God, you won't ever have to back up. You won't never have to cower down. Just stand on that book. He's given you power and authority over things. I stood there. You know when you go in Lowe's, it's an entrance and there's an exit on the other side? I shook his hand and said, thank you for your business. Thank you for doing it right, man. He said, sir, you don't have to go to the exit. I'll let you out the entrance door. Hang on. I hadn't said a cuss word. I hadn't acted crazy. I hadn't done none of the above. What'd you do, preacher? I knew I was in the right. And I knew there was an attack of Satan. How do you know it was an attack of Satan? Because I knew. I knew that man had belittled my wife. He knew she'd walk out, but I wouldn't go walk out. Folks, this morning, I want you to know, I need some men in here who need to start standing up. And you stand up authority over your family and say, Lord, I'm going to protect my family. I'm going to help my family. And nobody's going to talk down to them. I'm going to help them. When I come out of the store, I got in the truck and I said, Kaylee, I knew she's in the back. They're circling the parking lot, make sure blue lights wasn't coming. Circling the parking lot when I got in, I said, Kaylee, what did Mama say? She said, Daddy, she said, if you didn't walk out with that money, it was going to be bad. He said, preacher, you know the love of money is the root of all evil. I didn't love that money. I earned that money. That money was mine. And the place that I went, the person that I encountered, and the position they had was dimming my light. Folks, listen to me. It's not worth your light getting dim. It's worth you standing your ground no matter who it offends, no matter what it hurts, no matter who it is in your family. You stand your ground and say, I'm going to do what the Word of God says. I might be a Christian, but I am not a doormat. I'm not here to be stepped on. I'm here to glorify the name of Jesus. Let me show you the last thing I see here in this position that they're in. I see not only is there people that take it, what thing gets dimmed on it? But the positions. Look what he says here, if you'll look with me in the Bible. After they've done lost their power and all their authority, all they was worried about was their position. Your position ought not never move you in this church. The power of God and the authority He's put on your life ought to be your only motivation this morning. Look what He says here in verse number 46 of the text. Then there arose, in verse 46 of Luke chapter number 9, then there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be greatest. Can I say to you, the position of power will cause your light to dim. Position of trying to be great will cause your light to dim. The position of authority, if you don't handle it correctly, will dim your light. Now, I've seen people that's been in a position of authority. I'm talking about use it perfect. And there's no problem with it. I wrote this down. God never puts a person in a position that they can't handle. Child of God, God never puts you in a position that you can't handle. But, look up here. Listen to me. You that are asleep, wake up. You need to hear this right now. God will never put you in a position that you can't handle. But, He will allow you to get in a position to show you that you can't handle it without Him. That light's dim. It was bright when we started. And over a course of about 38 verses, them disciples had the power to preach. They could preach heaven down. And they got off that and they got on something else. They had the authority to heal sick folk. They had authority to call folk up, pray over them, help them, heal them. And they got sidetracked. So, preacher, what do you do to get your fire back? What you do to get your fire back? If I confess my sin, He is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. How quick when I do that, does that light get back? Instantly. Because I took the load off me. Only when your load and you're toting it is when your light starts getting dim. When you try to carry that load and you let people, you let problems, you let positions, And the places you go, you let all that start dimming you and you wear that on you, you will be a light bulb that is dim. You will be a dim Christian. But as soon as you realize it's an attack from the devil, as soon as you ask for forgiveness, immediately he meets your need. You told it, you ain't going to shine bright. You carry it, you ain't going to shine bright. I don't know who I'm talking to here this morning, but I want you to know right now, if you're dim, it's because you're toting something you ain't supposed to tote. You're dim because you're carrying something you're not supposed to carry. You're taking something that you're not supposed to be taking. You're moving on something that you're not supposed to be moving on. You're looking at something that you shouldn't be looking at. Listen to me, that's the only reason the light goes dim, is you get your eyes off Jesus. Feed him. He said, we ain't got nothing, but I done gave you power. But as soon, you know what the amazing thing of this is? Woo! He won't take it off of you unless you ask. Son, I've had a weight on me one time. I'll tell you, JD, you can straddle my back right now. Get on top of my shoulders, wouldn't be no heavier. The other day, we was at the garbage can at the end of the road. Me and Brandy was down there getting mail. And I said, baby, I said, you know how long it's been since I told you? She said, how long? I said, been a long time. I said, get up on my shoulders. She said, we're going to look crazy. Kaylee Ryder's up at the house. I said, get up there. She said, you ain't going to carry me up his heel. You can't do that. I said, let me squat down here and you climb up on there. Let's show them kids daddy can still do it. She said, are you crazy? I said, yeah, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. She said, if you get down there, are you sure your knee is going to be able to get back up? I said, baby, I got this. He said, you didn't do that, preacher. Kaylee Mills, stand up, shake your head. Yes. You know what I done? I got down there on that knee. I said, get up there. She got up there. I got a good hold. I said, you ready? She said, yeah. I said, we're going to the top. I said, we ain't backing down. We're going to the top. I was wobbling around. I said, you ready? She said, let's go. You ever seen that hill I live on? So to the top of that hill we went. To the top of that hill we went, Sister Cynthia, 44-year-old, carrying a 41-year-old on my back. Top of that hill. And I got thinking about Jesus. I got thinking about how I straddled my Savior so many times. He never complains about the load. He never complains when my light starts getting dim and all he wants to do is carry me so it ain't dim. He never complains one time. He never complains. I'm the one that complains. When I got her up there, Brother JD, I got up there. She said, how am I going to get off? I said, I'm going to let you down low and easy and slow. So, preacher, what'd you do? Just where I started with her is where I met her right back at. When I got to the top of that hill, I just went on back down. This morning, if you want to lighten your load, you want to get right back where you used to be. You don't have to get right back to where you used to be. On your knees before God Almighty. You can't let people and places and positions bother you. If you do, your light will be so dim and nobody will be able to see. That light is useless right there. That light is useless. If you was in the dark, nobody would want to look at that light. It does not get your attention. That light doesn't get nobody's attention. Does that light hurt your eyes? No, it don't hurt your eyes. What about that one? Oh, I knew you was going to say no, but this morning, I don't know who I'm talking to. The Lord laid that on my heart. I told Brother Brian, people are going to be touched, son, when you built that. You know what I'm talking about. You've told it long enough. You've told it long enough. You say, quit illustrating. I can't help it. You've told it long enough. If that's you right now, if that's you, you need to be up here. If that's you, you need to be in this altar. If you're not here, you're there. If you're not here, you're there. How do I get back here? You got to go there. How do I get this back? You got to go there. You got to get down on your knees before an almighty God and say, Lord God, please forgive me. I've kept my eyes on different things. I need to get them on you. If that's you this morning, this altar's open. Ladies, as y'all come this morning, I want to ask you this morning, how bright is your light? He said, I let your light show shine so bright and they may see your good works. Brother Garrett, you had me memorize that. And that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. How are they going to glorify your Father when your light looks like that? They ain't going to. Son, you read this morning. You was out in the sun yesterday. You know how I can tell? It's changed your complexion. It's changed how you look. You're red this morning. You've been in the S-U-N. That ought to be the same when you're in the S-O-N. That ought to be the same when you're in the S-O-N. That thing should be glowing just like you are right now. And if you're not glowing this morning, you're dim. You're dim. You're dim. Shay Taylor ain't here. Kenya, would you carry a dim light hunting? Would you leave home with a dim light and go coon hunting? No. Would you strike out of the house with a dim light? No. Why leave this church this morning if your light's dim? Why leave? Because when you leave here, guess what you're going to do? You're going to hunting anyway. We're going to be hunting for souls. If your light's dim, don't you leave till it gets bright. Father, I love you and I thank you this morning. I thank you for just moving on my life. Lord, I pray right now for whoever it is that's got a dim light. Lord, they used to be the first here, the first ready, the first wanting to go, the first wanting to be in the altar. They wanted to be first, Father, in what you called them to do. Lord, they didn't let nobody discourage them. They didn't let nobody talk them down, Father. When you told them something, they stood on it. Lord, this morning, wherever that fire's went, wherever that light's got dim, Lord, I pray that they get in this altar and they get it back this morning. If it be kids in their life, if it be people that has brought their light down, if it's places that they've been going, they should not go there, or if there's positions they've found themselves in, Lord, let this morning be a morning we be set free. Because, Father, your word says who the Son sets free is free indeed. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people say. The altar's open this morning. If your light's dim, I ask you to come. I ask you to come to this place this morning. Brother JD's here. He can pray with you. Brother Tony's here. Brother Kevin's here. Man, they're all over the building this morning that'll pray with you. Sister Kim's here. She'll pray. Sister Dolores is over here. She'll pray. There's people everywhere. If you're light, you say, preacher, if I go up there, people going to know that my light ain't bright. You know what? If they know your light ain't bright, that means they ain't looking at their light. They're looking at the light that you're carrying. Church, we need to be a light that is on fire for Jesus. We need to be a bright, burning light. We don't need to be dim. We don't need to be all that. But we need to be shining bright for Jesus. For Jesus, shining bright for Jesus. Oh, He'll shine. He wants to come through you and be a light. He wants to come through you and be a bright, shining light that everyone can see. Why should I be bright? That they may glorify Him. We get bright that they may glorify Him. We get bright that they may glorify Him, not us. We get bright that they may glorify Him, which is in heaven. Oh, Jesus, this morning for the one that's in the altar, touch their life, touch their heart, Father. Heal them, help them, Father. Give them the desires of their heart. Lord, mend back what's been broken. Take care of what's been broken.